You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Brought to you by Quip. Makers of the Quip electric toothbrush wants you to know that good oral health starts with good habits. That's why the Quip electric toothbrush is designed to make good habits simple with a sleek design, timed sonic vibrations, and a cover that mounts to mirrors and slides over the bristles to take on the go. Plus, a new brush head delivered every 3 months to keep your brush fresh. Sets start at $25. Get your first refill free at getquip.com/wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is a story about how the hospital at the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak is using artificial intelligence to help diagnose coronavirus. So one of the things that AI is really good at is image recognition. Sometimes people think that AI is good at everything. It can do all the things that humans can do. And that's not true. AI right now is particularly good at some things and less good at other things. But the thing it is probably best at, where we've had the most breakthroughs, where it's some of the initial breakthroughs, is image recognition. And so the way AI is being used here is to diagnose the pneumonia infections that seem to go along with coronavirus infections. So AI can be a useful tool. Not the only tool, not 100% effective. Surely there are false positives and false negatives. But in any case, it's a useful tool. The larger lesson, when there are outbreaks and pandemics and scares, that's often where you get innovation. Everybody focuses on a problem because they have to. And so I hope that what happens with coronavirus, first of all, is that it doesn't spread in ways that are catastrophic, which is still very much a possibility. I hope what happens is that we contain it and then we also learn all kinds of things that are helpful for the future. We learn how to quickly sequence the genes of a new virus. We learn how to help protect frontline medical workers with antibodies. We learn how to very quickly design and test vaccines. We learn how to deal with the differential risk equations that you should deal with in a pandemic. What is the risk of pushing a vaccine to market a little bit early versus a little bit late? There's a lot that can be learned, and technology, because it moves so quickly, plays a really, really important role in responding to an outbreak like this that moves quickly. So I don't know, and no one knows, what's going to happen next, whether there's going to be a pandemic, billions of deaths around the world, whether we've possibly, maybe, seen the worst of it. There's a whole range of outcomes. What I do know is that no matter what happens, technology, AI, and in other ways, is going to play a huge role in containing the outbreak. All right, see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.